Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. Japan Top 10. This is your host Kirby along with my co-host Haru.
Hi everyone, I'm Haru. 皆さんこんにちは、Haru です。
Yep, she is Japanese.
If you have suggestions about our podcast, please let us know in our annual listener survey that's currently online at jtop10.jp. It should take you about 5 to 10 minutes, and you can win yourself a $50 gift card to a retailer of your choice as a special thank you for letting us know about your opinion.
At number 10, we have a new song from Uru, Anata ga iru koto de.
Number 10.
一人静かに泣いているの。 してくれたあなたが描いた未来の中に僕ら一緒にいられるようにあなた
Uru is a singer and songwriter that is signed to the Sony Music label in Japan. Other than that, not much is known about her as she keeps most of her personal information a secret.
Uru was set to tour this year for her Orion Blue tour, following the release of her new album, but it's been cancelled.
She stated that although many of her concerts could be technically be held since the emergency declaration in Japan has been lifted at the time, she felt that either not many people would attend out of fear, and those who did attend would be really anxious and she feared for the safety of attendees.
With a lack of guidance on whether it was safe to hold concerts or not, she decided to cancel for now to be safe, apologizing to fans who have supported her so far and who were looking forward to the tour. At number 9, we have another new song, Birthday by Mr. Children.
Number 9.
途方もない分母の中で僕と君は出会えたんだね、それがゼロにならない世界なら何度だって僕ら生まれ変われるさ It's your birthday 毎日か誰かの birthday 一人一人その命をたたえながら今日祝いたいそして君と一緒に歌おういつだって So It's my birthday 消えない小さなことを一つ一つ増やしながら 日誰かのバースデー一人一人その命を讃えながら今日祝いたい。そして君と一緒に歌おう。いつだってそう伝えなせ消えない小さな炎を一つ一つ増やしながら心の火をそっと震わして、何度だって君を満たすよ。そういった
Birthday is used for the PV for the recent Doraemon movie. 映画ドラえもん、のび太の新恐竜、のび太's new dinosaur.
Mr. Children, along with other groups including BTS, Arctic Monkeys, the 1975, Linkin Park, Radiohead, Underworld, and Metallica put on the Summer Sonic 2020 Archive Festival on YouTube last month. A huge online venture for the bands to perform for fans during lockdown.
Mr. Children, usually called Mischiru for short, is a pop rock band that started in 1989. They are pretty popular with the broad public, and by pretty popular, I mean they are one of the best-selling artists in Japan.
In the 1990s, Japan went through the Mischiru phenomenon and they had the record for the highest first week sales of a single for 15 years straight for their single Namonaki Uta. If you thought of ever applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance. At number 8, we have another new song from Wanima. It's Haru o Matte.
Number 8.
Haru o Matte, furue nagara
la la
hey hey
何もかも捨てて
hey hey hey
空っぽになって
hey hey
暖かくなって春を嫌ってそれも一挙で
雪だけ
鳴り響く鐘の音
春一番
迷いを飛ばして
hey hey
また高まりだって遥か彼方へ春を待って
Haru o Mate, or Waiting for Spring, had originally been performed live but was quickly recorded and released after the cancellation of their tour.
Wanima is a melodic punk rock band hailing from Kumamoto Prefecture in Japan.
They were formed in 2010 and were signed to their label Pizza of Death Records in 2014.
At number 7, we have another new song, Shouko by Journey's West.
Number 7.
こんなにも笑って言えないで世話しなく叫ぶ君の心は頑張っている証拠だよ
消えちまえそれを重ねて夢見てるバカの僕がいたんだよ
眠れない眠りたくない迫ってくる夜にまた目を背けたあーだこーだ言ってみたりこのこのぼやいたりいざ歌ってみればいいさそうもこうも言ってられない
疲れちゃうよ。
らしく行こうぜ。
East West is a 7-member male group from the Kansai region of Japan.
The members each have their own colors, which are used in costumes, designs of CDs and DVDs and programs.
The name of the group was originally Johnny's West 4, but was changed in hurry before an appearance, as it just sounded strange and needed to change. The group was originally 4 members, with the last 3 joining later.
The 3 members joining was actually a huge feat for the group, who had pleaded for the addition of the new members, asking to debut as a 7-person group, saying that to become a national group, they needed the power of the other 3 members. Eventually, they won, and the 3 were added.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. That's haley@jtop10.jp. At number 6, another new song from Super Beaver, Hitori de Ikite Ita Naraba.
Number 6.
一人で生きていたならばこんな気持ちにならなかった予想をはるか超えていく嬉しさを知っているのさ生きることは難しくてなんとなくじゃいられないよこだわることやめてしまえば過去が嘘に変わる悔しくて悲しくて虚しくて苛立つ夜はそれでも愚痴では明けやしない理不尽でも悔しくて悲しくて虚しくて苛立つだけで終わらせることが何より悔しいよなたった一人で生きていたならばこんな気持ちにならなかった一人で生きていたならば理不尽も許せたかもな一人で生きていたならば一人で生きていないから悔しさ込み上げるほどの大切に出会えたんじゃないかこだわって生きると今一度生きるよ原動力はずっと一人で生きていないこと嬉しくて嬉しくて嬉しくて嬉しい朝を望むなら口は飲み込んでまっすぐによ自分自身を諦めそうな時に思い浮かぶ人
ともに心の底から笑い合うんだそれだけ譲らずにこだわる
話にならなかった。僕一人の話ならばいくつごまかしてもよかった。一人で生きていたならば一人で生きていないから、予想をはるか超えていく嬉しさを知っているのさ。一人で生きていたならばこんな気持ちになれなかった。一人で生きていたならば理不尽も許せたかもな。一人で生きていたならば一人で生きていないから、愛しさ込み上げるほどの大切に出会ったんじゃないか。こだわって生きると今一度生きるよ。原動力はずっと一人で生きていないこと。
Super Beaver is a rock band that started back in 2005.
They gained a lot of popularity for their song Shinkoku, which was used as the ninth ending theme for Naruto Shippuden, as well as other songs they've written for anime.
It took them a few years after forming to release their first mini album, which was sold in 2008 in limited quantities.
Now they are celebrating their 15th anniversary by hosting a special website where they are selling special footage of themselves performing live with no fans present.
Most of their performances for the time being have been cancelled, but many have been set to happen via live streams instead.
At number 5, we have another new song, Milk by Wanima.
Number 5.
Tell me.
WANIMA was one of the first major music groups in Japan to be affected by the coronavirus outbreak, after one of the first reported cases was one of their fans who had attended a concert of theirs in Fukuoka in early February.
The group quickly cancelled performances scheduled for later dates for their fans' safety, including performances at the Super Arenas. Because it's a huge accomplishment to do arena tours and huge performances like that, it's difficult for groups who finally get the opportunity and have to cancel. Congratulations to WANIMA for having two songs on this list. At number 4, we have another new song, this time from Gen Hoshino, Ori Ai.
Number 4.
Gen Hoshino released Ori Ai or Halfway on June 19th along with a music video. He wrote and recorded the song on his own in quarantine.
He said he thought of the song while in lockdown and then learned how to use the workstation software needed to put the vocals, tracks, and instrumentation all on his own.
He calls it a love song born in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis.
The music video depicts both a man and woman, the man played by himself, Gen Hoshino, and the woman played by Shizuka Ishibashi, spending time at home alone in self-isolation, trying to make the best of their time in separation. At number 3, going up 7 spots, Umbrella by Sekai no Owari.
Number 3.
ことでも知らないままの方が良かった。 私は君を濡らすこの忌々しい雨から君を守るためのそれだけの傘それは自分で決めたようで運命みたいなもの何も望んではいけない傷つくのが怖いからもう一度あの日に戻れたとしても繰り返してしまうでしょう私はきっとそうああこの雨がこのままずっと降れば願ってはいけないそんなことはわかってるだけど君に降る雨がいつの日か分かってる青空を望んだらその時私はきっと もっと自分のことをこんなに知らなければもう少し幸せな未来も望めたのかなあの雪の日私を閉じ空を見上げた泣いてるように見えた笑顔に私は触れられないああ悲しくて思い出が走馬灯のように希望が散らついてしまうこの醜くて本当の気持ちが強くなる前にきっと吐き気がするほど眩しいだろう自由だと誰かが言ったそんなことないわ運命よりも変えられないのああこの雨がこのままずっと降れば願ってはいけないそんなことは分かっていたはず君に降る雨がいつの日か手に置かれた傘忘れたことさえ忘れられてしまったような
Umbrella is the theme song of the suspense drama 竜の道、二つの顔の復讐者 in English, Path of the Dragons. Originally scheduled to be broadcast on Fuji TV KTV on April 14, 2020, the drama was postponed until July 28.
Regardless, the group has been active online, performing via internet, doing meet and greets via Zoom per lottery ticket wins.And planning future events whenever they become possible, like filming a music video for the single.
Umbrella is the first single released by Sekai no Owari after transferring to their new music label. But unfortunately, it met a lot of roadblocks due to the virus outbreaks, including postponements of release and the lack of live performances.
Cartoonist and illustrator Hisashi Eguchi illustrated the covers of the albums, including where images of birthday cakes and moths, common symbols within his work representing roots, anniversaries, and rebirths. Want to hear extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. At number 2, going up one spot, we have from Green, Hoshikage no Yeru.
Number 2. This song is being featured in the NHK TV novella, Yell.
The main character of the drama, Yuichi Furuyama, hails from Fukushima Prefecture, which happens to be the birthplace of the members of Green.
The members of Green actually haven't revealed their faces as they have professional lives outside of their music and want to protect their privacy and peace. Apparently working in dentistry, their logo is a mouthful of teeth. The group has had their faces censored during performances.
In the past, they hinted that they would reveal their faces after passing their dentistry exams, but more recently have taken that back, saying that they would rather protect their privacy.
Instead, they have been writing encouraging songs that have swept through Japan since 2007, when they debuted.
The number one song of this month is Hadaka no Kokoro by あいみょん.
Number one.
Thank you.
Hadaka no Kokoro is being used as the main theme for the TBS TV drama Watashi no Kasefu Nagisa-san, in English, My Housekeeper, Mr. Nagisa. The drama is about a woman who works as a medical representative at a pharmaceutical company who happens to be terrible at taking care of her own house. One day, a man appears in her home who is an excellent housekeeper, who she doesn't want to hire at first, but eventually gives in to. The show has been postponed for now due to the COVID-19 outbreak, but it's being patiently waited for by a lot of people.
Aimyeon released a short aesthetic film to go with this song, and she said she wondered how she had changed since filming for her previous single Marigold. It's hard for me to tell, she said. I should have asked the director.
She has said that she focuses on the longevity of her career and of her songs, avoiding rushing things, so as not to produce messy, poorly produced music. The success of her previous singles in staying in the charts so long seems to show that she's succeeding so far.
And that's for our top 10 songs for this episode. We now go to our Indie Extra.
The Indie Spotlight is Tokyo by Himalayan. Himalayan, real name is Anirudh Dimri, is a 17-year-old producer and DJ from India. Stage name HMLYN, pronounced Himalayan, in other words, Himalayan Mountains. Started playing the guitar at the age of 5, got into music production at 13, and electronic at 14. Produces music within a wide range of different genres of electronic, such as Tropical House, Deep House, New Disco, Lo-Fi, and Chill. Ethel and Andy are back in a week from now to bring you a new Japan Top 10 Cultures episode all on influences from Black Japanese musicians and entertainers.
And that's it for this episode of Japan Top 10 Countdown. This has been your host Kirby
and Haru.
And we'll see you again next time.
Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys soon. Sayonara.
Bye-bye.
Japan